Just arrived and shot at us. A woman called I, who was at the service, said, "People including us run away as they open fire." Another 12 people were recorded dead in incidents elsewhere in Myanmar by the Assistant Association for Police. At least 6 children between the ages of 10 and 16 were among those killed on Saturday, according to news reports and witnesses. Protesters call the victims fallen stars. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's it. There were children killed, and it was on a Saturday, so the news was slow enough that this rose to the top. I'm not sure. Either way, I'm glad that there's eyes on it now. Countries including the United States, Britain, Germany, and the European Union again condemned the violence. "It's terrible. It's absolutely outrageous," U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters in Delaware. "Based on the reporting I've gotten, an awful lot of people have been killed totally unnecessarily." It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, goodness gracious. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is April the 9th, 2024, here on a non-radio in Austin, Texas, on the roof. It is so gross out here right now. I wish I was inside. It's 25 degrees right now. The high will be 28. The humidity, very high. My beard is extra fuzzy, as you can hear from all the scratching as I walk to the shady spot. Oh my gosh. Ugh. It's like walking through pea soup. Ugh. Anyway, once we get to the spot, it'll be less noisy, I hope. Yesterday was the solar eclipse. If you listen to Publius's show, you got to hear him experience it live. My show yesterday was going on a little bit after the eclipse ended, but we were still outside, like, going nuts. So, or I guess the eclipse was still happening. It was on the back end of it. Anyway, oh man, we're almost there. It's so gross out here. Blech. It's gonna be a gross summer. I hope it doesn't last too long, but it is Texas, so it kind of required to have shitty summers. All right, so let's go over to desktop bookmark, bookmarks menu, news to me, April 9th, that's today. We got death and destruction. We'll get into that, but first, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, or if you want to hang out for Dubious Goals Committee afterwards and talk during the show, either way, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And once you do, that's what I'm doing right now, if you're cool, you can go to tty.sdf.org, either way. But once you SSH over, then once you're logged in, just type com, C-O-M, press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Looks like tty.sdf.org is not a good one. I can't connect there. I'm going to go through the meta array. It'll just take a second. Oh man, this is uncomfortable in here. Oh my gosh, but I do not like this. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and launch Commode Chat. Here we go, now I'm in calm. Let me change it's now back to the bright times, so now I have to change my display to a light color so I can see the text. Whew, man, I'm sweating just sitting here, gross. Alright, let's see what we got going on in comm. Shout out to those here, Ingrix and Ratsu. along with X1 and WX Boss, Prime Piplup, and Co. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are all here. We're all having fun. I'm not going to scroll back more through Calm, but we are here. But yeah. Sorry about all the static and other connection issues, but we're back and we're here and we're here and we start with death and destruction. That's what's happening. So check it out. First, we talk about death and destruction a lot, but this is the ultimate destruction. A study has shed light on the white dwarf star that is likely to destroy our solar system. That's right. You can't wait for the heat death of the sun because, guess what? Scientists from the University of Warwick and other universities have studied the impact of white dwarfs, which are end-of-state stars that have burned all their fuel, and what they have on a planetary system like our own. When asteroids, moons, and planets get close to a white dwarf, the latter's huge gravity rips them into smaller and smaller pieces, which continue to collide, eventually being ground to dust. While the researchers said Earth would probably be swallowed by our host star, the Sun, before it becomes a white dwarf, the rest of our solar system, including asteroids between Mars and Jupiter, as well as moons of Jupiter, ultimately may be shredded by the Sun in a white star form. White dwarf star form. Dr. Amarant Norisalan of the University of Thailand, who led the study, said previous research had shown that when asteroids, moons, and planets get close to white dwarfs, the huge gravity rips these bodies into smaller and smaller pieces. So, Professor Boris Ganiski from the Department of Physics at the University of Warwick said the simple fact that we can detect the debris of asteroids, maybe moons or even planets, whizzing around a white dwarf every couple of hours is quite mind-blowing. But our study shows that the behavior of these systems can evolve rapidly in a matter of a few years. While we think we are on the right path in our studies, oop, we got a white SUV making a left turn. There we go. We think we're on the right path in our studies. The fate of these systems is far more complex than we could have ever... Oh, wow. That squeak was the brake squeaking of a green truck that was driving on the wrong side of the road. No turn signals or anything. They probably were texting and driving or something. Oh, now we got a clean SUV pulling up. Looks like a Subaru. Probably a Subaru SUV. No turn signal, but they are turning to the left. There they go. All right, they do have a handicap placard on. Maybe they are just visually impaired. All right, we got a blue SUV flying by. Gray SUV going regular speed. Oh, we got a BMW sunroof. Not in use. Anyway, when asked about the fate of our own solar system, they said, the sad news is that the Earth will probably just be swallowed up by an expanding sun before it becomes a white dwarf. For the rest of the solar system, some of the asteroids located between Mars and Jupiter may become the moons of Jupiter, may get dislodged, and travel close enough to the eventual white dwarf to undergo the shredding process. This study is published in the journal Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. So how about that? Aw, shucks, we won't be ripped into atoms. We're going to be swallowed by an exploding star. Hey, the stream fixed the lag. That's good to know. Welcome, welcome. Let's see what we got. Rainbows also end in Ireland. Good to know, Thrig. Thank you. UD&D. Oh, yeah, for sure. Roads don't have sides. Don't be silly. All right. Oh, man. Oh, hey, an SUV did use their turn signal. Way to go. Oh, man. Oh, shucks. This heat's taking it out of me. It's not even that hot. It's just I'm not used to it anymore. I'll get better. I'll get better as time goes on. All right. Well, let's keep on a rolling. There's other stuff going on. Other ways we can die. Not as galactic scale. But an indigenous tribe of people in the Amazon have fallen ill to an epidemic. Guess how many people are sick? Up, we got a SUV turning. Up, a Prius turned across the line. A truck didn't even bother to try and turn. They just turned about 40 degrees and then just gunned it. Wow, amazing. I'm always impressed at the terrible turning radius of trucks and SUVs at this intersection. Oh, we got another car. Oh, we got a Ford SUV and a BMW, one with a colorful badge. So probably one of the sportier cars. Yeah, it's one of those M and then a number cars. I can't read the number, though. Anyway, back to the wiping out of an indigenous people. More than 100 indigenous people in Brazil's Javari Valley have been diagnosed with flu-like symptoms, raising fears the situation could escalate into an epidemic. The valley, where the indigenous advocate Bruno Pereira and journalist Dom Phillips were killed in 2022, is home to the largest population of indigenous people in the country. And indigenous people in voluntary isolation and of recent contact worldwide. So, the vulnerability of the community is extremely high. Any infection can quickly escalate into an epidemic. Healthcare workers operating in the territory say that of the 101 individuals from the community diagnosed with symptoms, 22 cases had progressed to pneumonia, of whom 15 were under 9 years old. So to address the difficulty of providing healthcare, Pereira had proposed a health boat, which became a reality 1 year after his death. Currently managed by the health ministry, the unit was intended to cross the Itui River, providing health care to remote Corubo villages. However, it's been parked along the banks of the Itui River, requiring patients to travel there instead. We got a car. Oh, that car did not stop at the stop sign at all. A Nissan Altima, modern edition. Its brakes squeaked as it pressed on them, but didn't stop at the stop sign. No turn signal. We got a couple SUVs going just straight. Man. Oh. Yep, crossover flying through. And we got one more. Oh, we got a Honda minivan. Wow, I haven't seen a minivan in a while. Alrighty, let's see what else we got. El Neely's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. So yeah, there's a lot of death and destruction going on. Two were killed. Let's talk about some gun violence in the United States. A Las Vegas attorney and his wife were killed as a gunman opened fire during a child custody hearing at a law office. That's right, custody hearing in a law office. An attorney and his wife have been killed in a horror shooting at a Las Vegas law office where a gunman opened fire during a child custody hearing before turning the gun on himself. The shooter, a man in his 70s, so he's a man in his 70s with children, young children, killed himself after fatally shooting across the table at two people during the deposition hearing in the City National Bank building, police said. Las Vegas police said the gunman had very specific targets during the attack. Law enforcement has not released the identities of the shooter, a man in his 70s, or the victims, a man in his 50s, and a woman in her 30s. If you'll notice, these are all people that are 20 years apart from each other. Why they are dealing with children at the same time, big question. Attorney General Aaron D. Ford named the victims as his friend Dennis Prince, a Las Vegas attorney, and Ashley Prince. "I'm devastated," Mr. Ford wrote on X. Let's see, what else does independent.co.uk want me to tell you about this? Leftover cars with 0 miles now selling for near nothing. See prices at seniorcars.org.com. Stunning new 2021 Subaru Outback is pure brilliance. Unsold SUVs with 0 miles are selling for near nothing. Wrap foil around your doorknob when alone? Here's why. Jeep dealership slashing prices to clear unsold inventory. And then it has a picture of an elderly woman in a, what looks like it's an AI generated image of an old lady in a car that doesn't exist. And let's see what else. Then there's a guy in a golf cart. Small new Hyundai Kona for seniors is simply brilliant. Take a look at the prices. Anyway, if you didn't know, independent.co.uk, pretty trashy website, but they do have quite a bit of gun violence news. So a lot of times I'll jump over there accessing different stories, but I hate their advertisements. Anyway, another gunman killed, a gunman dead after killing a security guard and wounding six in Florida mass shooting. Jamal Wayne Wood opened fire during an altercation at a bar early Saturday. Six others were also wounded. Police were called out to a bar in City Place, Doral, just after 3:30 a.m. on Saturday. Officers from the City of Doral Police Department had arrived within minutes of the call, and there was an exchange of gunfire. During the incident, six bystanders were hit while a police officer was also shot. The shooter, Jamal Wayne Wood, 37, was killed along with the security guard, and both pronounced dead at the scene. The security guard was later identified. A GoFundMe was set up in his memory. He had a one-year-old daughter who was just about to, and one who was just about to graduate. Had a one-year-old daughter and was just about to graduate from university. What else? Oh, if you'd like to buy a Subaru Forester, check out SUVs for seniors. More. Anyway, just another mass shooting. But don't worry. You may be worried, man, there's all these shootings. Well, don't worry. There are men and women going on shooting sprees. A woman who went on a shooting spree in Florida claims God told her to do it. That's right. The Lord is with you. Florida has claimed, a woman accused of going on a shooting spree along an interstate in northern Florida has claimed God directed her to due to the total eclipse. Taylor Nichelle Celestine, 22, of Georgia, was arrested and charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm. Florida Highway Patrol said in a news release on Monday that this female suspect fired at two drivers in their moving vehicles on I-10. One victim sustained a graze on the arm, while another was shot in the neck. According to Highway Patrol, she had recently checked out of a local motel and told staff she was about to embark on a shooting spree, saying she'd been directed by God. The Holmes County Sheriff's Office had a slightly different version of events, saying in a release that as she checked out of the hotel, she told staff she was God and was going on a shooting spree. If anybody tells you that they are God, you should run away. Within 5 miles of entering the interstate, Ms. Celeste allegedly fired multiple shots into another vehicle also on the road, striking them multiple times. The new Subaru Forester 2024 for seniors is just impressive. I think that because this has mentioned the interstate and highway and driving, the targeted ads are picking up cars. But this is about getting shot in a car, and I just think it's very funny. Anyway, she's been booked into the Holmes County Jail. Let's check in with our comm folks, see what's going on here. Roads don't have sides, don't be silly. That is true, roads are a surface, so they don't have sides that you drive on. But anyway, you know what I mean. Guns and booze, always a good idea. Thrig pointing out that older drivers are usually worse drivers. Hey, Anth, welcome. Guns and God, praise Orange Jesus. Amen, Al Neely. Oh my gosh, it's 1925 UTC, so I just want to remind you, in 5 minutes, we've got the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs here every goddamn day, right here on Anon Radio, powered by SDF. Oh man, we got an Infiniti car turning left. No, it's a Toyota turning left. They've got a turn signal on and they're coming to a complete stop. Tesla driving by. No signals, no lights. Truck driving by. It's got a big ass thing. Ooh, Silverado trying to make a turn, not turning the steering wheel. Oh my gosh. I really am starting to think that maybe trucks are just incapable of making that turn. It is incredible. All right, we got a Tesla is on the wrong side of the road. Now they're turning left. Up there they go. No turn signal. Up, now they're on the wrong side of the road again. I don't know what's going on there. Now we got a BMW. They are also on the other side or the wrong side of the line. But they are making the turn. Oh, look at that. They were able to turn a full like 80 degrees. Almost a whole turn there. Anyway, lots of death, lots of destruction. Let's check it out. There's other stuff going on in the world. Too bad we can't fit that and our traffic reports in at the same time. Anyway, the part that I thought was great, the reason I wanted to tell you about all these shooting deaths and gun deaths, is because in the state of Ohio, they've purchased mobile homes. Why is the school purchasing mobile homes? I'll give you two guesses. Let's see. Anybody got a guess why Ohio would buy trailer homes, manufactured homes? Da-da-da-da. All right, here we go. Ohio appears to be the first state to purchase school houses or mobile homes designed for indoor firearms training. That's right. Rather than keeping guns out of school, they're just going to arm the teachers. You know, because that's what stops guns. What stops gun violence is more guns. The Ohio Controlling Board, which helps oversee changes to the state budget, approved public safety officials' request for $78,000 last month to purchase two shoot houses to help train public school employees that are allowed to carry firearms at work. Currently, we have movable canvas walls that can be configured to simulate responding to an active shooter in a school, but there are limits, says Jay Carey, a spokesman for the Ohio Department of Public Safety. The more realistic we can make the training, the better armed school staff will be to respond to an active shooter. The better armed they'll be. Carey said the state is looking to purchase shoot houses because they offer several advantages like doors and windows, Though Ohio is still in the early stages of procurement, the school houses, shoot houses, could be incorporated into teacher firearm training as early as this summer. So there you go. If you want to, you can go to Ohio. If you're looking for gun training and you're not mentally stable enough or safe enough for the military, hey, that truck just drove by a minute ago, repeat customer. Then you can just go to Ohio and sign up to be a teacher, and they'll give you a gun and teach you how to use it. Active shooter training. Yeah. How to become an active shooter, not even a defense. So training active shooters, exactly. Rodeo equals arson training. Where are my clowns? For what it's worth, once a gun is on scene, the only thing to stop it is another gun, according to Ingrix. I don't know. Too bad we can't spend it on education. Lots of different opinions. Hey, Quentin. Welcome. All right. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to give you some headlines here. Death row inmate is going to face surgery without anesthesia if a good vein isn't found. basically, he's a fat man. He's an obese man. And so if they can't find a good vein, they're just going to cut him open until they get to a good vein, and then they're going to stick the poison in his veins. Why wouldn't they just chop his head off or shoot him in the face? I don't know. Apparently, this is a better way to do it. Federal court appeal focuses on how Missouri injects the fatal dose. The written protocol calls for insertion of a primary and secondary IV line, but offers no guidance on how far the execution team can go to find a suitable vein. So, gross. Just terrible. Anyway, don't do any crimes or be poor in the United States, or you can be subject to death. Germany is defending itself against genocide because they helped Israel commit genocide in Gaza. They're trying to